Kia ora. Thanks, Evie. Brian Crump back to introduce the final program of the week. It's a mixtape. It's chosen by members of the Knights team, past, present, and future. And I thought I'd go straight to the future for my first guest on this mixtape. Karen, are you there?
I am here.
Kia ora, Karen. Kia ora. The new host of Knights from next week.
Thank you.
It's going to be a longer shift, Karen.
A much longer shift, that's right. How do you do it?
Well, I don't know. How did I do it for 17 years?
17 years, it's the final countdown.
I mean, we didn't have to do such a big interviewing program and lately when we had a late edition, and that helped. But I guess the other thing is my body clock just got into the groove. And you might have noticed this already, Karen, and that is that you can't really go to sleep until after midnight, and you don't wake up maybe properly till after 9, and you go back to sleep after 10, get up at 10:30, and that's a pretty good sleep. Or is that not how you live your life?
No, I wake up about 7, and I don't go to bed till about 1.
Oh my goodness. You're one of these people that only needs 5 hours sleep.
I think I need more, but unfortunately I don't get enough. I'm not sure. Well, I think it's probably just having children. You know, after you have children, then all change.
When you're a bloke, maybe it's not the same. Because, you know, for me, my hours suited me being a dad and my role in being a dad. But I got away with never having to be the tough cop in the evening.
Right.
I was the not so tough cop in the morning, you know.
Yes.
So I've got that to look forward to.
Yeah, that's going to be great for you. So you'll also have to get out of bed earlier, one would assume.
Well, yes, and that's going to be the challenge.
Is it really?
I mean, I will have to be able to unwind.
Yeah.
And my first day at concert, they've asked me to come in and do a day shift. So I'm going to be starting at 9 in the morning.
What? 9? Yeah. You'll have to get up and do what other people usually do. You know, have a shower, have a cup of coffee, wake up, then go off to work in rush hour.
I know. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Very, very strange.
So what's your choice, Karen?
Well, my choice, I didn't want to scare the horses too much. I was going to play Fontaines DC because they're coming to Laneway on the 30th of January, Irish band. But I thought, oh, maybe that's just a bit too hard for the Sarah of the Night. So I went with Phoebe Bridges and Kyoto, and it's a song that she wrote about being on tour. She was in Japan and hating tour, she said, and then being home and hating home. And the quote is, I just always want to be where I'm not, which I think is pretty not special of a thought. But it is true, and I quote that verbatim. So Phoebe Bridges, for those who are lucky enough to have a ticket at Laneway on the 30th of January, sold out, coming to this country. So I thought we'd start your mixtape off with this. Day off in Kyoto.
Sober.
Phoebe Bridges, Kyoto, was Karen Hayes' choice, and Karen Hayes is your future on Nights on RNZ National. Karen, thank you so much for that.
Oh, Brian, thank you, and all the very best in your new role at concert.
Thanks, Karen. Couple of weeks off, and away I go, I think.
Away you go. All the best.
That's Karen Hayes. She's going to be the next host of Nights from Afternoon News at 7 on Monday evening on RNZ National. Evie Ashton, are you there?
Aye, sir, I am.
Kia ora, Evie. We start now with the present, because I'm pretty confident you might be reading the news next week
yes.
in the evening. That's been
yes.
your general gig recently.
Correct.
And you've chosen a song. Wow, this is a bit of comedy. This is a blast from the past. Tell us about this.
Well, it is, because it's 1965, right? Peter Sellers, A Hard Day's Night. But I didn't hear it until, for the very first time, January this year.
How did that happen, Evie? What sort of a party was that?
I was reading the news for Matinee Idol, and those two blokes, Phil O'Brien and Simon Morris, played it.
Well, of course.
And I laughed myself stupid. I thought it was so good. But do you know why I chose this, apart from it being short, so that's good? I chose it because, much like you, Brian Crump, it's surprising yet familiar.
Evie, thank you so much. Here is Mr. Sellers.
It has been a hard day's night, and I have been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel all right. You know I work all day to get you money to buy you things. And it's worth it just to hear you say you are going to give me everything. That's why I love to come home. 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you, holding me tight, tight. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night. I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel all right.
That was Peter Sellers with his version of the Beatles' Hard Day's Night. Evie, brilliant choice. Actually, I think it was Sir Laurence Olivier he was taking the mick out of there. And Sir Laurence Olivier's Henry V.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just checking with somebody else in the control room.
Yes.
Lloyd Scott, who knows a thing or two about good acting. And he confirmed that. Evie, a lovely choice. Good luck with the night shift from next week and beyond with Karen. Have lots of fun.
Thank you so much, and bon voyage to concert,
thank
young
you, Evie.
Man.
I'll give you a wave. Oh, well, no, I can't because you're in Auckland, but you know, if you're down here ever.
Send up a smoke cloud.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Evie. Evie Ashton, she's part of the present when it comes to the Knights team. We'll be reading the news next week from probably the news headlines at 6:30, I wager. Tim Miller is with me in the studio. Tim has been producing Knights just for a short time. But hopefully it didn't feel like too much of a long time for you, Tim.
Never a chore.
Never a chore. Oh, thank you, Tim. That's very nice. Tim, you have chosen one of my favourite Icelandic bands. And why is that?
Well, I was searching my brain for a song that encapsulated how I felt about Nights and working on Nights and listening to Nights. And
Gobbledygook?
Gobbledygook, yes. Well, on the surface, it can be. It may seem a bit of a laugh, but there's a lot going on under the surface there with the song and the lyrics and the musical instruments and so forth. So I thought, and also because it's 17 years, I thought 17 years back, I was at university when the song came out, and it reminded me of that time. So that's why I chose it.
Tim, thanks so much. Thanks so much for being what you have been, just for a few weeks. But that was quite a busy time for me, and it was great to have you behind me at my back, making sure everything was going to air. And I hope you had a good time.
That was great. It's been a pleasure working with you, Brian.
Thank you, Tim. That's Tim Miller. He will be, I'm not sure if he's going to be producing Nights next week, but he'll be producing it at some point, I'm pretty sure. And his choice, Gobbledygook. Sigur Rós, Gobbledygook. Now, Tim, didn't they make a video for that song with everyone prancing around with no clothes on?
Yes, they certainly did.
They did.
It was probably
It's the right song for this time of hour. Yeah, Sigur Rós, lovely 2-against-3 action there. Da, 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 da. Always like a bit of that. Tim, before you go, and all the best, because it's a tough gig being the backfill, which is what you are. That's what we call your job in the trade, because you go and fill in whenever somebody else is away, which means you're jumping from different shifts, different hours. Now, we've had a lot of fabulous backfill producers in nights when the regular producers have been away, but generally, even though they do a lovely job, most of the time the tank's a little bit less, has less in the fuel. There's less fuel in the tank when the regular comes back. Not with you, Tim. There was more in the tank when you left than when you came on. And that is quite an achievement. So, Tim, thank you so much.
No, thank you, Brian, and good luck with concert, and I hope to maybe join you in the Nets with John one day.
Yeah, yes. Well, he doesn't listen to me anymore. He might listen to you. Yes. And I'll give you away from the window because I can, because yes, you're in Wellington, because I'll be in the studio next door. Now, while Gobbledygook was playing, yes, Texter, Lloyd Scott was in the control room, and now he's here in the studio with me. Lloyd, it is so lovely to see you.
By the magic of walking, I'm in the studio.
Lloyd, because for me the Knights team is also the people who come on after me.
It's true, isn't
and
it?
And the two people who I thought I'd have, whoever was going to be on the shift next, and they've come in a little bit early, and maybe I won't give that away just yet. But you, of course, would always be the next person I would hand over to. And I thought it'd be lovely to have a choice from you. And you've gone for another Lennon-McCartney number, Lloyd.
I have, actually. Now, I thought you might take it personally because it's called Fool on the Hill.
Why would I take that personally, Lloyd?
You might think I was pertaining to you up in Highbury.
But what's wrong with a fool?
Well, nothing. It's fantastic. But the reason, when I first got your email, I thought, oh, this is really nice. What on earth can I choose? And for some reason or other, Fool on the Hill came to me quite quickly. And when I was in England, when I arrived in England at the beginning of 1968 on my OE, I was on the Northern Star and we transferred to a bus which took us up to London. And on the bus, they were playing songs like Thank You Very Much, do-do-do-do-do, and Fool on the Hill. And I thought, well, that was a real start to a different part of my life. And I thought, well, it might just sort of different part of your life too now, so it's probably quite a good song to play.
Here we go.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Well, on the way, head in a cloud, the man of a thousand voices talking perfectly loud. But nobody ever hears him or the sound he appears to make. And he never seems to notice, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Tell what he wants to do, and he never shows his feelings, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. See the world spinning round. Oh.
Some of the best use of recorder in popular music. Lennon and McCartney, Fool on the Hill. It was chosen by Lloyd Scott. You're listening to a special mixtape done live of songs chosen by members of the Knights team, past, present, and future. And we're working with the past right now because that was Lloyd Scott's choice. Lloyd, thank you very much for that.
My pleasure. It's lovely to hear it again. I haven't heard it for a while. And it was such inspirational music when it first came out. I mean, they did such wonderful stuff.
Well, I'll tell you one thing that's quite inspirational about what's happening right now. Now, I've received lots of lovely messages tonight and from listeners, and that's been a real blessing. But the other thing that just really just touched me a few minutes ago was looking through the control room into the larger, or looking through the studio, the glass to the control room, which is where it all happens.
Yeah.
Production team and engineering team, and you all greeting each other. And that was actually the nicest thing, including people greeting you, Gavin McGinley. Now, Gavin, you're going to have to come forward here. Gavin, I want you on here. Now, I know you like being the man in the background. Gavin McGinley, the person, he was the glue that held RNZ National together for the best part of two decades in terms of scheduling. And Gavin is now enjoying a well-earned retirement, but he has very kindly come in as well because he was well and truly a member of the Knights team. Gavin, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
How are you doing, Gavin?
I'm doing exceedingly well.
Do you listen to RNZ National or do you avoid it like the plague?
I've suddenly discovered I'm listening to the daytime part of RNZ National.
Oh, that's nice.
And my wife, for some obscure reason, has headphones on for most of the night and the early hours of the morning. So she'll be listening to Vicky tonight. And she's probably listening now too, not because we're here, but because she would normally be listening now. So between us, we've got most of the day covered, and sometimes we listen together with actual loudspeakers rather than headphones.
Really? Now, Gavin, I'm pretty sure you told me a story of back in the day when you were the glue that held us all together, that you'd often get people coming up to you when you're out doing social things like, "What's going on national radio?" or something like that. And you'd have to be the ambassador.
Yes. They still do it.
They still do it?
Yes.
Have you tried to break it to them that you don't work here anymore?
No, it's the same old thing. You know, people will do what they want to do, regardless of what I think or like or dislike. So it doesn't really matter. What most people want to do, and unfortunately for the people who answer the phones here at Radio New Zealand, people just want to sound off and complain.
Mm.
And a lot of us have to give them the opportunity to do that. It's as simple as that.
And do it with grace. And see, that was another thing you had, Gavin, in spades. Grace. You know? Even though you maybe didn't, you weren't a receptionist, but I've seen you working with people who are complaining. I've seen you on the other side of the phone. Being diplomatic.
It's if people have the opportunity to give their voice, to say what they're really feeling, and often are very emotional about, you know, they really feel strongly about it.
It was very happy for us because we just handed it all over to Gavin.
Gavin, do you know you're one of the people that, you remember I approached you with a script for what ended up being a spectrum?
I remember it very well, the church. I'd never heard of the church before then.
That was the notorious drinking meet members of the opposite sex kind of Sunday morning thing in London for expats from Australia, New Zealand and South Africa. Yes. And you knocked that script into shape and it went on air. Probably helped me get a job.
It did. It was very popular too. We had to play it several times because people wanted to hear it. Okay.
Gavin, what is your choice?
Well, what you said to me, possibly not to the others, was there wasn't much time. It had to be short.
No, I said that more. Lloyd's choice was under 3 minutes.
Yes, well, that's what I was looking for, something under 3 minutes. And I thought, you know, the classic New Zealand one, he said, his mind suddenly going gold.
Carriana,
No.
From, God save the
from Invercargill.
God save God is in New Zealand.
Peter Poser, the white rabbit.
You don't know how lucky we are.
Always used to get played because it was short. But instead of that, I thought, we haven't heard from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band for a very long time. And their version, or their piece that they called tiger hunting in the Urawiras is well under 2 minutes.
Tiger hunting in the Urawiras. Oh, I didn't say that very well. Urawiras, with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, chosen by Gavin McGinley. And Gavin has now been joined by another piece of the night's past, Robin Rockgirl Walker, my producer for...
Yay!
That's right, for at least 12 years, I think it was. And Robin is going to bring the musical choices back into the 21st century, aren't you, Robin?
If that's what my role here is, as it always has, or as it was.
It tended to be Robin, actually. It did tend to be that.
How do you feel, Brian?
Oh, I'm feeling great. Yeah. I am.
Yeah.
I am feeling blessed, actually. That's what I'm feeling right now.
Yeah. Because can you remember back to that first, I can remember back to the first week when we didn't even have a name of the show, and they tentatively threw it to us that we could name the show, which of course we couldn't in the end. But yeah, going back to those days where there the shift was from national radio to RNZ National and the such like, and we were part of that transition, and the fact that there'd been a continuity person on at night times, and so bringing in a host like yourself into that slot was a novel idea at the time, and gave us an environment where we could do stuff that they didn't, expect. And it's funny coming back here. I've been away 6 years and stuff, and just kind of all the memories of, especially sitting in the room with these two people who were just all, you know, in the end there's never been a lot of people that hang out at nights. For those people who work night shift, and we were very much night shift.
Yes,
you know, where we could, you know, we played the odd bit of cricket and the thing in the corridors, and there's not as much tech. There's a lot of tech sitting in this room. What are you doing with it all? It's radio, for God's sakes.
You mean the cameras?
Yeah, there's a lot of cameras around here. It's still just sort of the same. Yeah, it's been great that you've been here, Brian, because in the end, as much as there's all this tech and there's all this, you know, things have evolved, you know, the whole point of what public service radio is to be there as an information source and a comfort and a friend to people. And I think most people will miss so much of that, of you, because you have a particular take on that. So anyway, nice being back with you guys, because it's all part of this game that we play, that we've been a part of.
And it's nice to see you.
Oh, shucks.
Yeah, very nice. I don't know if you heard me chatting with Anne Kerwin the other day.
Is she still on the show?
She's still on the program, and she wanted to turn the table. She wanted to ask me a couple of questions. And she asked me about, well, what was one of the guiding, what were the sort of what guiding principles of what you and Robin did in Nights? And I said, well, actually, for the first few years, quite a few of them actually, I think you were the guiding principle. I was too busy thinking about being a presenter, being a star, and being ambitious. And I think you were the one. You thought about what the content should be a lot more. And it was, and that influenced me.
I think you and I, in terms of that we were a ragtag duo that was left to our, you know, because there's a lot of, let's say, the daylight shows have a lot of resources, a lot of producers, and we were just two people on our own who had to be pragmatic and realistic about what we, because we had more landscape than anybody else. We had a lot of hours that we had to fill. But I think you and I balanced each other. We didn't know each other. We had no idea if we were just thrown together out of the blue, as, you know, these radio partnerships are. And for me, I was very, as I still am, this, you know, it's not about us. It's not about us that are sitting here in the room. It's about hello, people out there. Mm. And I was very conscious that the world is really, really big, and this is the forum that you can show the world, you can bring the world to people if they're listening to their radio and they don't have that opportunity to go to Bangladesh. I know you were talking about Matab before, and Uganda. You know, we went to places that I'd never been to, and I just was like, well, what's holding us back? And those voices are important. If we don't hear those voices, if we don't hear perspectives, I still am. In the end, if we don't get a better view of perspectives of others and get better understanding, we'll never move on as a country, as a society, and blah, blah, blah. And that's part of public services. And you know, I'm very Sesame Street. I was growing up very Gen X, and those values are, what if they might be lost, whatever. But at the time when we were setting all that sort of stuff is still important to me. But it doesn't work unless you've got a good communicator. And I think between the two of us, we were able to craft awesome radio. I created the conundrum, and I just love the idea that I just, you know, kept so many people confused.
It seems like, you know, Robin, it seems like that's still, it's still in the lexicon.
I know, it is.
Chris Farfoy was talking about the conundrum. Public radio isn't just for people who like the conundrum, he said. But what do you mean, Chris?
You know, so we, yeah, like I said, this gave us a landscape to do things that we couldn't do on other shows, and I'm proud to be a part of a legacy that has been left. You know, it'll change now and stuff like that, but it's been, you know, it was fun. We had fun times on the show, and we had important times. Like I still say, and it's come up a couple of times, but you know, I worked through the night with Lloyd during the Christchurch earthquake, and. Mm. Those are one of the, you know, those are one of the sort of like most, we had to find grit in that time because we were all afraid and we were all scared and we all had a job to do. And, you know, I wouldn't have had that opportunity to be right in the middle of that and be a pillar to people in a time of crisis. And I'm always going to hold that dear, is that we were, as a team, those of us that are in the room now, we just had to work it out. No one had given us a plan. No. Mm.
That's exactly right. You didn't know what was coming up next or quite how you would fill everything, but you hoped that it was helping people.
Yeah.
Well, it was. Mm. I was just down in Christchurch a couple of days ago, and without any prompting from me, suddenly Anna, who I was talking to, started saying how she still remembers those nights of Lloyd, of Vicky.
Yes.
And you, Brian, all of you, who became an essential part of what she needed to hang on to get through those quakes. So, you know, it's very much in those people's minds in Christchurch, even now.
So, you know, and so that's radio and, yeah, RNZ still, we play that part in society, and, you know, and I, again, I'm like you. It was amazing to be
wonderful opportunity.
Yeah, To we were just there, and we had to do what we had to do, and I personally miss it having not been in radio. There's a lot of things I miss about radio. Saying that,
you're busy in the commerce business now.
I do. Yeah, I had to move on, didn't I?
Yeah.
Fortunately, unfortunately, but in the end, I worked out there's more than what's in this studio.
Yes, true. Very true.
And I often say that to people like yourself.
Brian, you've probably talked a lot about it. I don't know. What will you be doing on classical radio?
Causing trouble?
I mean,
I love classical music.
I know you do.
And I've been interested in working for RNZ Concert ever since, as I said to Kim the other day, since RNZ tried to kill it. But I am also cognizant of the fact that I do think RNZ Concert has to broaden its idea of what great music is. And I see that as a big a task that's going to take a while. And but I hope to be part of that. And I hope that by the time I finish, if I'm able to stay there for a while, that concert will be slightly broader. But I still love the traditional classical repertoire. I love it. It's part of me. But my dream is that people start to realize that there are very different kinds of music that are great music, and they stand tall together.
We have to represent the station as public service should. It has to reflect what is now as much as what has been.
Hmm.
And if it isn't got that flexibility, that adaptability, that essence of what, you have to do what the people are doing. And there's so much fantastic, contemporary, exciting, challenging, different cultural music, which is... I wish you all the luck, but there is so much to this world.
Speaking of which, I think Bradley might be fading up your example of that. This is just Robin, very briefly, tell us who this is.
I love Lady Six, and this is Lady Six with Royal Blue.
Kia ora, Robin.
Love, love, this is love. Red, white, yellow and green. Red, yellow and green. Red, white, yellow and green. Red, white, yellow and green. Was it daydream by the sea? I saw reflections telling me something true. It's like royal blues, shocking pinks, burnt orange all over me. It's like the deep fire blazing high above. It's like this thing called love. It's like this thing called love. Red, white, yellow and green. Red, white, yellow. Something true, high up above.
Lady Six, Royal Blue, chosen by my former producer, Robin Rockgirl Walker. We're going back, well, a little bit closer in terms of history. Joining me now, Andrew Robertson. Andrew was my producer for 3 or 4 years. Andrew was a godsend. And I know it was lovely hearing Gavin and Lloyd and Robin talking about the work they did during the Christchurch quake. Andrew, you and I think, really bonded professionally over our work during the lockdown.
I enjoyed it before then, and it was good before then, but that was a real point where it was just like, again, that same thing as they were talking about, we've just got to do this thing. We've just got to do this thing as best we can, and it couldn't be substandard. It was, and we didn't, I was at home with this.
That's right. Mac that you produced me from Berrenpool.
It couldn't be less. It had to be more, actually. It had to be better than normal, because we had to, it was a more important thing to do. Mm.
And now you've moved on to produce Jim Mora,
yeah,
which is why I've had the pleasure of Tim Miller for the last few weeks. Also with me, I think, have we got Mary Lou there on the line? Mary Lou, are you there?
I am there. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Mary Lou, we've gassed too much, and we're not going to have time for your choice. I'm really sorry about that, but I did want to have Mary Lou was my producer after Robin left. And I know, Mary Lou, you always felt a bit pained that you had to leave at 7, but I said, well, Mary Lou, you're only paid till then, so you've got to go. How's family life at the moment? You've got two of them now, haven't you?
Yes, I do. So I'm just finishing up on parental leave with my second son. And that just reminds me of when I started with you. I came to you as a new producer, and then I got pregnant about a month after I started with you. Violently, violently unwell. And I remember you being very kind to me, but I think you thought I'd developed some kind of like low-grade depression, because I never smiled and I never moved. And I often went to the bathroom for sort of 10, 15 minutes and came back looking kind of disheveled. So,
right. The penny not dropped, you know. Oh, well. Now, better get on with the music, because I've got to squeeze a few tracks in here, very briefly. Andrew, your choice?
Okay, this is Nightworks, name of a good band. They're a kind of Gaelic electronica band from the Isle of Skye. Kathleen McInnes is a Gaelic singer from South Wales. She's singing this song. And it's originally a piece composed by a guy called Sean Davey for a suite called The Pilgrim. And it's basically a kind of salute to the sun, and it's a kind of cyclical thing about how the sun rises and the sun sets, and it will always do the same again, and essentially that's how things are happening right now.
Oh, no, Andrew. I spoiled the beautiful ending. It was a fantastic ending. I spoke too soon. Well, we had two bites of that cherry. Andrew, just tell us what that was again.
That was Irian by a band called Nightworks, featuring Kathleen McInnes.
Thank you so much, Andrew.
Cheers.
It's been a pleasure working with you. And Vicky Mackay
Hello,
joins us
Brian
now.
Crump.
Hello, Vicky.
How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling great.
You're looking good.
Good.
I thought you'd be in a well of tears by now and a puddle on the floor.
No, there's work to be done.
I love that ethic about you. I love it. And I know you're pressed for time and we could talk for hours, but we can't. I would like to begin by saying the importance, re-echoing actually, the importance of our listening, our listeners, and what you've meant to them. And I've looked at the text messages and they're just rolling in one after the other, telling you how fabulous you are, blah, blah, blah. Personally, I'd like to add you are the quirkiest man I know, and you bring out the best quirk in everybody else that you interview, and that is your gift. And it's fabulous, and we love it. But more importantly, you bring out for other people a rounded evening, and you've done that for a long time. So this has come in, especially from the Bard of Wilton. A life well told and listened to. For many years on RNZ, we've listened to a guy on nights. His name be Brian Crump, I'm told. Like trains, likes nature and insights. He started on a country life, did Aussie, Europe, all us did. And then for 17 on nights, he interviewed lots, lifting lid. His 17 were always good, and Friday sonic tonic nice. The hump quiz every week I played. He does not know. I won it twice. As Brian shuffles off this coil, on concert he will add his oil. And that's with best regards from Steve in Wilton. And thanks for all your great
nights.
Bless
you, Steve. Bless you. And you too, Vicky.
Oh, look, I'm going to miss you. There's no two ways about it. I mean, you know, who am I going to tell the weather to? Because every night it's, what's the weather like, Vicky?
And, yeah, is it raining out there?
And I say,
what was it like now out there at the moment?
Oh, it's a stunning night out
there. Oh, good.
It's a great night for riding up there too.
Oh, perfect.
It really is. If we'd had time, I would have said, look, just go for a swim. Because I'm forever reminded of you in Oriental Bay. And that was my song for sitting in the dock of the bay. But we don't have time.
No, we don't. Vicky, it has been such a pleasure. Have a great morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us this evening.
Well, thanks to you.
Coming in early.
Thanks, Brian, for all the hard work. And I know that concert are all the better for you.
And now, thank you, Vicky. And now, my final song, and it's my choice. It was recorded a few hours ago next door. This is my choir, The Doubtful Sounds, doing the Tall Dwarfs number, The Brain That Wouldn't Die. 1, 2, 3. Who stopped the sky from falling in my eye? Well, I just don't care. Yeah, I just don't care. Stop my brain from going down the drain. Well, I just don't care. Yeah, I just don't care. Ba da ba da ba 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 da ba 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 da ba ba da da ba 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 da da. Lying in this hole, I don't know if I'm a man or a mole, but I try. Yeah, I guess I'll try. Lying in this grave, I don't know how to behave, but I guess I'll try. Yeah, I guess I'll try. Ba da ba da ba 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 da ba 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 da ba da da ba 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 da ba. Lying in this ground, I don't know how much longer I'll be around before I go. I'm fortunate that I am free. I know that you were meant to be this week. I just don't know why. We say that we're in love. We say that we are in love. We say that we are in love. Yeah.
from falling in my eye. Well, I just don't care. Who stopped my brain from going down that drain? Well, I just don't care. You had me over a chair.
The doubtful sounds of yours truly on lead vocals, having a crack at the Tall Dwarf's number. The brain that wouldn't die. Chris, if you're listening, I hope we did it justice. And that's it. Thank you so much for your company. I have been a lucky man. Karen Hay will be in the night seat from next Monday. I'm off for a little holiday in my favourite railway station. I will be back on RNZ Concert on Labour Day, hopefully Monday 24th, on my new shift of 3 to 7pm. Fancy that, a cyclist hosting a drive show. Meanwhile, here's Vicky with another month. Kia ora, ngā mihi nui. Bye for now.